Thank God. So, St. John 8 and 20, let's read that. St. John 8 and 20, thank God. We are looking forward to communion. Yes, looking forward to it.
These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come.
What does the 23rd verse say?
And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world.
So I said, you're of the world, I'm not of this world. That's what he meant when he said, I'm from above, you're from beneath. So he explained to them what the beneath was, so somebody won't think he actually surfboarded down from the clouds. Yes, so he coming out of the sky like he did when he went up. Yes. No. It just means that he was of the spirit.
Yes, Pastor.
He was not of the world. Right? Yes. 25th verse, what does it say?
Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning.
Even the same. Now, that was a sign who he was. Because what he said from the beginning, in the beginning, was the Word.
Was the Word, yes.
The Word was with God. The Word. That's what he would say, even the same that I said from the beginning. He was the Word.
Yes, Pastor.
And the Word had been made flesh and became a son. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
27, what did it say?
They understood not that he spake to them of the Father.
See, they didn't have no understanding because they didn't know the scripture, or if they did, they got so far from God.
Right,
what are you talking about? If I say the same thing today, they don't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
He's the Word.
Yes,
they say, yeah, I know that, but then what does the Word say?
Right.
And you say, he said, that's the law, but the law is the Word. And you say it's done away with, so you don't have nothing. It's done away with. They can't put it together because they don't know the sign of the times. This is a sign from God. Isn't that beautiful? 43, what does it say?
43 says, why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear
my word? I can't hear where it makes sense to me. I can't get this. They couldn't understand. Because they weren't of God.
Right.
And they couldn't discern the times and the season, what God was saying to them. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
47, what does it say?
He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
How plain is that?
That's very plain.
Don't mean that you will be a candidate tomorrow, but right now, the way you cutting up, can't hear me, you're not of God.
That's right, Pastor.
Anytime you can't hear what the pastor's saying right now, you're not of God. That's what the scripture said. Now, I didn't say that. That's what the scripture said. If you can't hear what I'm saying, you're not of God.
Right.
How plain is that?
Yes, Pastor.
How that sound, Sister Regina?
Sound good to me.
That's right, Sister.
I see you chop things down a little bit there. You know what you did? You read like that, but you went out like that. Okay. We can work with that. Matthew 16. Let's go here. Come on, saints. Let's help our sister. Matthew 16 and 2.
And 2.
Sister Virginia, we got you. We got your back. We also got your Beppo. Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. You got a great warrior with you sitting next to you. You talking about the queen of the Beps?
Oh yes, that she is.
Yes,
yes she is.
You know what? I'm gonna encourage you. You need to talk to her. Talk to her privately. Sister, you don't know. You don't know what you got next to you. What? It does look okay, sister.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever heard of good, better, best?
Yeah.
Don't let your better be best until you better be rest. Oh, fine. Sister, your hair look fine, sister. I'm just saying, if you need any improvements, you know, like Sister Porsche or something, there's the best. Huh? What? What? Sister Paris is loving this. I'm gonna tell y'all something. Sister Paris, you give her something, she's like a bulldog. Watch it, Sister Aria. She's like a bulldog. She'll grab a hold of something and she won't let it go. She'll take care of the business for you. That's a good thing, sister.
All right.
Yeah. That's good. It's all good. Matthew 16:1, what does it say?
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven.
What?
He answered and said unto them, when it is day, be fair weather. Sky is red.
What?
And in the morning will be fire today. For I is red. Lord. Oh, ye hypocrites. Can discern the face of the sky. But can ye discern the signs of the times?
But can ye what?
Can ye not? I keep missing that, Pastor. Excuse me. But can ye not discern the signs of the times?
Well, you can't understand what time it is. You can't discern these times. So, why, Pastor, why are we the only ones? Can't you discern the times? They don't know God.
Yes, Pastor. They don't. That's right, Pastor.
Let's go to... We read the fourth verse? Read that. A wicked
and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign.
So if you're looking for a sign to prove, oh, this is right, y'all. I want to see your pastor high anointed, highly anointed. I want to see that. Do y'all lay hands on people? Prayer line. Do y'all have a prayer service? Okay. Do y'all have a table where you put your prayer requests? Okay, do you have a prayer line? Is there a prayer line I can call? There's a number. 800? let me ask you this. Do y'all have agape love? Y'all have agape love? Go ahead. What'd you say? Excuse me, what?
Drive-through prayer. Drive-through. And they stand out on the, and you could get it like on your way to work or something, that. You could get a quick drive-through prayer.
Oh. See what I'm talking about? See? That's what I'm talking about. You ever heard of stuff like that? And many other such like things. A wicked
and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign.
What?
And there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas.
What?
And he left them and departed.
Left them and departed. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read 12 and 40. Let's read that. Matthew's.
Yes.
12 and 40.
This is beautiful, Pastor.
Not discerning the signs of the time. They can't do it because they don't know God. And they're so far, and I'm saying again, this nation right now, there's so much diversity.
Yes.
And it starts first with religious values. The religions are so many. Yes. See, they allowed all this, and now you got so much going on. You're wrong when you do this, you offend that group.
Exactly.
If you don't do something, you offend that group. It's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
That's what brings the nation down, because everybody not speaking the same thing. All the languages conflicted. Wait a minute, we can be the same thing right in here. Nobody understand each other. Well, I didn't mean it. That's what I said. We used it. Just back it. Don't have no understanding. And one of the quickest ways to get understanding is, you got it. All right. And you move on. But when you can't do that, you can't go nowhere. Just confusion. That enemy is in this. I mean, this enemy is working, trying not to get that wall built, but that wall
is what the
nation needs.
That's right.
Yes. So let's all be praying that we get that wall.
Exactly.
We need that wall here.
Yes.
Prayers of the
righteous.
What we hope for. Let's read Matthew 12, and 40.
For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart
now listen,
of the earth.
The Lord was speaking and teaching. He was telling his disciples and telling all those that were listening. This is the sign. You don't get no sign but the prophet Jonah. But I'm telling you right now, the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. So if you can't accept that, how can you go any further? Your vision is skewed. How are you going to believe this is the Messiah or anything he does when you don't follow the signs? Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Matthew 27, 62. Let's go there. Let's go there. Another night in the school
yes,
of wisdom.
Lord. Yes.
And saints, I'm telling y'all, Deacon, I was talking about this on the way. Mm-hmm. It looked like we just got through washing feet. Mm-hmm. I was just talking about the debris in the pans. We just wash feet.
Yes, Pastor.
This time is moving so fast.
Yes. Yes.
Anybody complaining?
No.
No, Pastor.
Because we're heading towards the kingdom.
Go ahead.
Right? Anybody complaining? So, don't say, well, Pastor, I'm not complaining heading towards the kingdom. I'm complaining because I can't do what I used to do. In the interim, getting there. Well, can you do anything? Can you do something?
Yes.
Then thank God.
All right.
Well, obviously, we spend all that time complaining when you can be thankful. Can you do something? Not put in operation. If you come to me and you complain about anything, I'm cutting you off.
All right, Pastor.
And you're going to know. So, oops.
Yes, Pastor.
You say something?
All right,
we don't want no negativity. We want positive. Yes. If you come to me and say, Pastor, my finger got a prick in it. Can you pray for it, Lord willing? If you say, I got a prick.
Yes, Pastor.
You ain't got, you know, if you got a cut, just smile and say, thank God I'm doing good.
Yes,
just say, I got cut. Okay, go on. Go on, go on. Don't think the pastor can say, I want to see. I don't want to see that. When you kept me, but you got cut up. I said, go see the Batiste.
Exactly.
Come on. All right, come on. All right, that's enough. Do we have to always talk about the negative? Can't we just say something positive? Just all negativity stuff. Say, look, Pastor had a good day today. So I understand you got an accident. I had a good day. Especially if you ain't, you know, if you can. Why not be positive? If you're gonna say something about what happened, say, I'm thankful. Yes. Somebody said, what you thankful for? He said, I don't want to talk about it. That's not thankful. That's not. The pastor, I'm just thankful. He said, well, thank God. I said, thank God. He said, what do you thank God for? I don't want to talk about it. That's not good. That's really not being thankful. You know that, right? Okay. Just worry about it. Just be clear about it. Try to make somebody think you thankful and you not. How are you going to be thankful? You say, I don't want to talk about it. That sounds like a spirit to me. I don't want to talk about it, but I'm thankful. No, you're not. Okay. We're reading Matthew's.
27:62.
What does it say?
Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate.
They came together.
Mm-hmm.
Unto Pilate.
Yes.
The next day. Now, why did I say that? I want to find out.
All right, Pastor.
Read.
Saying, "Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise
three again. 3 days, I'm going to rise again." Mm-hmm. What did he say?
"Command, therefore, that the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come night and send him away, and say to the people, he is risen from it. Mm. So the last error shall be worse than the first."
So then you know we messed up.
Yes.
We erred by crucifying him. Right. Because he was innocent.
Right.
But at least the last error is worse than the first. Let's make it sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Read. Mark 15 and 42.
All right,
so, Pastor, where are you going with this?
All right,
why don't you wait and see?
Yep.
Mark 15:42. Yep.
All right,
ain't he going to say as I is?
Mm-hmm.
And ain't he going to say as I ain't?
All right. "And now, when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath,
what?
Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in bodily unto Pilate."
And went in boldly.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Yes. "And came and went in," deep feet, I can see out the corner. "And went in boldly unto Pilate, and craved the body."
Okay.
"Of
okay.
Jesus."
Okay.
But you know what? I was looking right. Okay, that's not good. "Of yeah. Jesus. And yeah. Pilate marveled."
Okay, read the 47th verse.
47. Mm-hmm. "And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, beheld."
Jose
beheld where he was laid.
Where he was laid. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the 16 and 1. Let's read that again. 16 and 1. There's a report where I'm reading that.
Matthew's, yes.
"The Pharisees."
"The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red."
For the sky is red. Read Luke 23 and 50. Let's read that. Luke 23 and 50. Anybody know where I'm going with this? What's my point?
Yes. "And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and just."
And just. 52, what does it say? This man.
"This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus."
54 says what? "And?"
"That day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on."
And the Sabbath drew on.
Mm-hmm.
It was preparation.
Yes.
And the Sabbath drew on. Yes.
I'm a little confused. How, if it was the midst of the week, how was it preparation?
That's where we're going.
Yes.
So I was hoping somebody would catch that. It's telling you, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. It was the preparation of the Passover. That day was Passover. It was the 14th day of the month.
Yes.
It was in the midst of the week, and
yes,
preparation had started.
Oh, yes.
Passover began, it was day before the feast,
right,
but it was preparation was the first day of the leavened bread. That was preparation. They ate that night, killed the Passover.
Right.
Next day was yet rest day because it was the Passover week,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But Passover had already started that week. But anyway, read the, you read down to the, you read 54, right?
Mm, Yes, I did.
Read on down. And the women
also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid.
What?
And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment.
So they rested according to the commandment. Okay. St. John 19 and 13. Let's go there.
Yes.
The women, why didn't they go the next day? They beheld how the bodies were laid. So why didn't they go the next day and anoint the body?
Why did they or didn't they?
Well, I couldn't have said why did they, because they didn't, did they? So I couldn't have said why did they. They didn't, so why didn't they?
Because it was the Sabbath. They were resting on the Sabbath day.
Is the day the Sabbath? So what's that got to do with anything?
Because the preparation was for the Passover, which was a holiday. Which was the next day.
Okay. What are we reading?
19 and 13.
Read it.
When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement. But in the Hebrew, Gabbatha.
No, it's Gabbatha.
Gabbatha. Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
or Gabbatha, I guess. Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce that, Deacon Fina? Mm-hmm.
Gabbatha.
Yeah, read.
Gabbatha.
Okay.
And it was the preparation of the Passover.
So what I'm saying is, it's telling you plain, this is not for the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. This next day. This next day was Passover.
Okay.
And Passover had already began that day, and he had told his disciples, go and prepare where we may eat.
Yes.
So that lets you know, it wasn't, the next day was not the Sabbath, it was just the Passover.
Right.
Which wasn't the seventh day, it was the fifth day.
Yes.
But the Passover had started that week. And they were preparing to kill the Passover for the midst of the week, to kill it. Would you read a little further?
And it was the preparation of the Passover and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, behold your king.
Behold your king. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go to Luke 24 and 25. Let's go there.
Yes,
yeah, I just want to.
Yes,
I say, Well, let's see.
Luke, John?
Luke 24 and 25. What'd you say?
St. John 19 and 31.
Let's go there.
All right.
19 and 31.
19.
Let's go there. See what Batiste talking about, Elder. See if she got a vision on something that I don't know what she's talking about. St. John 19, 31.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What?
The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not
come in.
And they might, in a way.
Now, so that Sabbath was high day. It was the Sabbath according to the command.
Mm-hmm.
But the scripture says they went. Did you read down 27th? You read that? Just now, you read down 27th? No, let's go back. Excuse me, Luke. Luke 24 and 25.
Okay, yes.
I mean, that was just another witness that it was preparation. Luke 24 and 25, read.
Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
The reason why they couldn't discern who the Lord was because they didn't believe all that the prophets had spoken. Mm-hmm. The sisters, believed that he was going to rise the third day. You know how I know that? Okay. Huh? Why were they waiting? Because even though it was Passover, they could still do some things. They could go anoint the body. Now remember, it was Passover when he got killed. So why couldn't he go to Passover to anoint his body? Joseph of Arimathea, they anointed his body when they picked him up. But they had in their mind, we're going to anoint his body after the Sabbath. Why? Because he told them, Son of Man will be in the harder in 3 days and 3 nights. They knew it. So they prepared the spices and went and rested according to the commandment. Because after the Sabbath, they was going to go and get the body and anoint it. Now, the reason why they didn't go before, because they had a watch. And the watch said, make them secure. Because we know they're going to come and steal the body. So they wasn't going trying to look for a body before the 3 days was up. Because they had a watch on it. So when they came early in the morning, God had put the watch to sleep. Because they said, who's going to roll the stone away from us? Because they were going to anoint the body after the three, because they did believe the Lord. Because he told them, he said, Son of Man will be in the harder 3 days and 3 nights. The disciples, the apostles, didn't necessarily believe it. So when they came and told him, they said they've taken him away because they thought it was going to be there. We come and because they had a watch and they couldn't get in there. And they knew that. And let's go to 32nd verse. What does it say? Luke.
And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? While he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures.
Daniel 9:25. The scriptures has got to be opened up. If they not opened up, you just don't have no understanding. You can't hear. And when you're striving, God is going to give you an understanding ear. Daniel 9:25, what does it say?
Now therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. Shall Messiah be cut off?
What?
But not for himself.
In other words, he's not going to lose his life for himself.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his life for the people, but he is yet alive.
Yes.
Not for himself, what? And the people.
And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary.
So it's his own people destroyed his body, the city and the sanctuary. What?
And the end of the war, desolation and determined.
Desolations and are determined. What?
And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week.
So that's what he did. For 1 week, he went around. He got with different ones. I think the alabaster box was there, anointing his body. And they couldn't understand why he was doing it. He said, she's anointing my body for my burial. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. What?
And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
So if they believe the prophets,
they
get the date right.
Yes.
Because the prophet's telling them, Daniel, in the midst of the week, will be cut off.
Yes.
He caused the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. So all the sacrifices for sins, it was all at there. What they call that day It was the midst of the week. Cut off.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And for the overspreading
of abominations,
he shall make it desolate.
What?
Even unto
the consummation.
And the determined shall be poured upon the desolate.